Hi, I'm Keegan, and this is A Bunch of Gamers. This is our 133rd episode of Werewolf the Apocalypse 20th Anniversary Edition, The Blood of Fire. I'm going to go around and have my players introduce themselves.
I'm Tyler, and I play Kyle, also known as Guards the Low. He's a Philodox of the Children of Gaia.
Hi, I'm Sam. I play Cora. She's an Aruna in the Get of Fenris.
Hi, I'm Adam. I play Mark Guides the Fallen, and he's a Thurge of the Children of Gaia.
Hi, I'm Sean. I play Zeb, Speaks in Sweet Whispers. He is a Thurge of the Silent Striders.
Hello, my name's Thomas. I play Dimitri Howls in Memory, Lupus Galliard of the Bone Gnawers.
Hi, my name is George. I am playing William Groves Matrices. He is a Fostern Arun of the Glasswalkers.
Last time, the Pax moved through the lands of Arcadia before coming to the Queen of the Unseelie Court. She had proposed to reaffirm the contract with Matthias and reaffirm the Unseelie's connection to the White Howlers and break their bonds with the Black Spiral Dancers. Moving through the realms, the Pax finally using the information of the Crow and Vole Fae found Fafnir, the Fire Dragon. Agreeing to a game of climbing onto Fafnir and taking blood from him until they were satisfied, the Pax then climbed up as the 80-foot dragon grew to immense size, becoming well over 900 feet long. The dragon's great wings beat and storms blasted around it as it prepared for the game. We're gonna say, with how big and slow this dragon is, that you all get the initiative first on him. As Fafnir, his wings start beating, there is a bit of a tempest, so I do need a strength athletics roll. Diff 6, please. Alright, as you all make it, as the wind buffets your bodies, as you're able to slowly make your way, as he's simply circling the rim of the volcano. So just go along with folks. Let's do at the bottom of the initiative order, just for tradition's sake. Zeb, what are you doing?
And the clarification is, can we fly here?
You can.
All right. I will spend the gnosis for speed of thought.
Okay.
To double my movement speed.
Perfect. Then next, Kyle, what are you doing?
How high up is Fafnir?
He's probably 20 feet up. The closest part that you can reach and hold is about 20 feet up, which are his his hands and his legs and the tip of his tail.
Okay. I don't think I've ever thrown someone straight up before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we've done fastball special, like, oh yeah, we're gonna do that, but it's distance, not height. Mm-hmm. But that also doesn't seem that high up for two Krynos heights, I guess.
No, you could
anyway,
probably do like one of these. So if you decide to be a boost for someone, then you'd basically meet the distance requirement, which you can be your action, and that will give someone a difficulty reduction to further grab on roll.
Okay, I think that's my plan. But one more clarifying question: how would doing that and dodging work? Would it be once they're in my hands, I can't dodge anymore?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then I will help the first person who chooses to be boosted by me be boosted up.
Okay. Cool. Sig, what are you doing?
And dodge.
I'm going to maintain my Glabro form, and I guess I'll be the first to volunteer to get boosted up.
Okay. Sounds good. Dimitri, what are you doing?
I'll help anybody that needs help getting boosted up.
Okay, so you're going to boost someone?
Yes.
Okay. William, what are you going to do this round?
What William wants to do is rush over to Mark
let out his wings and pick him up and fly up while also handing off the rope. Or we can just kind of retcon it and say Mark has the rope and just basically carry him up.
Okay. Yeah, you can carry him up and you'll have, you can have the rope on you and just hand it off to him. That's fine.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. And Cora, what are you doing this, this round?
Okay. So just so that I have it straight, Mark is using Kyle to boost him to, Fafnir, but William is also flying.
Mark was going to, but William is going to take the initiative, and basically before Mark gets to Kyle, Mark is going to get grabbed and flown up and given some golden rope. And so Kyle's boost will still be there, because Kyle's lower in the initiative order.
Okay, then we'll just, I'll use Kyle to boost me up to Dragon Man, and I'll latch on and try and scramble my way up.
All right, so you'll hold your initiative then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so going down. William, you grab Mark fairly easily, but now I need you again to do a Dex Athletics, Diff 8, as in the air, the Tempest is so much worse. So you're able to, William, as you're going, your wings are fluttering badly, though, as your feathers are getting blown off to some degree, as you get just close enough to about the forearm. As you throw Mark, now I need a strength athletics to hook yourself on Diff 8. As you grab, your claws, your glabro claws catch just enough as sparks kind of spring up and you catch yourself and you are on now. All right. Next, we go down to Kyle. You get to Cora, you alley-oop Cora. Cora, I need a strength athletics, and I need you to roll 1d3 first.
Okie dokie.
Is the arms. Alright. Two was the legs and three was the tail. So you got the arm, you got right onto the hands. So now I need a strength athletics to cling on Diff 8. As you get a hold and you cling. Alright. Zeb, Dex Athletics, Diff 8 for your flight. Alright, you get a little better as you're getting close, as you are right at the belly of the beast, about midway. But you'll have to try and roll to grab on next turn. So what are you doing this round, Zeb?
And that's kind of exactly it. I'm hoping I can kind of... I'm going to try to force my way to get underneath onto the belly.
Okay.
Right, a little Spider-Man.
Kyle?
Everyone who needs to be... Who doesn't have wings but me is attached at this point. So how feasible is it for me to get myself up there?
Let's find out real quick.
I thought Dimitri was still trying to boost other people up. Right, but he can still boost you up.
Oh, well,
he's still on the ground. He used his action to try and boost somebody else up, and nobody took that.
Yep.
So technically, he can boost you up, and then fly up himself.
That is fair. If that's your plan, Thomas, to have Dimitri do that, then I will make use of it.
Okay. But, yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
All right. Cool. And then, so gonna hope Dimitri is boosting, because otherwise he's gonna run straight into Dimitri if Dimitri changes his action for any reason. Mark, what are you doing this round?
So I'm holding on to like a big bristle of some kind, like a big.
You're hanging on his forearm, and it's a massive scale.
It's a massive scale. Okay.
Like his arms are scaled, and you're clinging onto the scales just barely.
So his forearm, huh? Yeah, we're gonna try to climb up the forearm onto his back.
Okay.
Then do Shadow Colossus style here.
All right. So that will be strength athletics, Diff 8. All right. As you're scrambling up, trying to climb up best you can, as you go from about mid forearm to just past the elbow, as you'll have further to climb. All right, and then you get to your turn, and then Dimitri, you get ready to boost Kyle.
Yes, I'm gonna boost Kyle up.
All right, and then Kyle, We'll just have you roll strength athletics, diff 8. And then, William, what are you doing this round?
I'm going to try and fly on top of Fafnir's back.
Okay. All right. And Cora, what are you going to do?
Now that I'm closer, it does look like, so with your description, it's like giant scales, right?
Yeah.
His skin. All right. So I'm going to look up and if the underarm, like if his underarm is kind of soft and squishy, like skin, I'm going to try and climb up to that so I can get a cut out of him because I feel like that'll be easier than cutting a scale off.
All right, so you want to do a perception alertness first to, like, gauge the situation then?
Yeah.
Okay, perception alertness, diff 7, as the wind is murder on your eyes.
Fair enough. No.
You don't see anything.
Cool, since I don't see anything, I'll just climb up anyway.
That'll be your next turn.
My next turn, yeah.
All right, next. So now, William, you're flying up towards Fafnir's back because you're going to have to get closer to the wings, which is the source of the wind, before you get up because the wind's creating that gust. I will need a Dex Athletics Diff 9. So you are flying up as you get up to the back. Perfect. All right. Dimitri, you hold your action for Kyle. Mark, I need you to do Strength Athletics Diff 8. Or no, you already did your roll. So you climb up the forearm, closer to the elbow. Then, Kyle, I need you to do Strength Athletics Diff 8. Ooh, not a botch. Would you like to use your roll again?
Yeah, I would. All right, God, Kyle. It didn't matter. Okay, I did T6, but it's fine. It's the same.
Yeah. As you get hold just enough, as you catch the foot and your legs just off of Dimitri, vroom, as they start flailing behind you, as you grab hold and you hang on desperately. All right. Next is Zeb.
Okay, so my only other question on this is he, I mean, he's, because he's massive, is he much, much faster than me?
Just because
of sheer bulk?
Sheer bulk, yeah. So you'll probably be around crotch distance from your belly position last.
Okay, because my question was, could I match it? Okay, assuming I wasn't getting just absolutely buffeted by the wind coming off this thing, could I match speed with it? And clearly not. So that's all I needed to know. I will spend a willpower for success, if I may, sir.
You may.
And then I guess I'll roll my strength athletics to see if I have a chance in hell.
Boom, right in the cloaca.
Oh, well, good. I appreciate that imagery, sir. Thank you.
Now, as you catch right around the hip bone, as your hands claw into incredibly thick scales, as sparks fly off, getting thrown everywhere. Because of the high wind, some of the sparks actually catch some of the dust from the volcano and cause minor bursts of flame behind you. All right. Next turn, because there's enough people for Fafnir to start having fun, Fafnir turns his head while flying towards Mark as he opens his mouth and begins to belch out a blast of fire that his scales and body are immune to, and Mark is not. Mark, you will need to succeed a Dex Athletics Diff 9 to perfectly crawl as fast as possible on the backside of the arm so that the flames avoid you.
Okay, will do.
And, yeah. And then, because of the angle, Zeb, you're going to have to do a Diff 8 Dex Athletics to avoid the flames for your action if you so choose. So we'll do that on his turn. So, Mark, your action will be to do the dodge roll. So, all right. And then, Zeb, are you just dodging as well, or are you going to spend rage?
Can I spend a Gnosis for Master of Fire?
You can.
Okay. But that would take up my action, so dodging is probably a much better idea than just taking lethal damage. Well,
it's bashing. Yeah.
It auto-regenerates too, doesn't it? The only thing you can't regen is...
No, it does. It doesn't mean that he can't knock me unconscious for a moment as I fly off of him because he knocked the shit out of me, right?
Yeah, it's true. if it hits hard.
Right. So I will dodge.
Awesome. Kyle, we're going to say you're on the other hand, so you do not have to make this dodge roll.
Then my action is going to be I'm going to try to actually no. First, I need to know exactly how thick I think the scales are just from holding on. Like
okay. So you're going to do an assessment of that?
Yeah, I mean, and I'll spend rage to do this at the same time, but
okay. That
I just need to know if I need to pull scales away or if I can try and bite and get teeth in through the sides or something.
Got it. So you're going to assess the scales, and that'll be an intelligence brawl check. And then what's the second action you're going to do?
It just determines which kind of attack I use. If I need to try and claw away
okay.
at scales, or if I can try and bite down.
Got it. Okay, understood. Mark is dodging. Dimitri, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm not on the dragon yet, so I guess I better start flying.
Alright, so you're going to fly and grab on?
Yeah, I'm going to fly and grab on after the fire is over.
Okay. So that'll be a point of rage if you want to do both, so.
I'll spend that rage then.
William, what are you doing?
Activating the headset with that. That's not spending a point of gnosis, though.
But you are so rolling gnosis, which
okay.
does, yep.
Yeah, okay. Let's go ahead and do that and talk to Dimitri.
Okay. And Cora.
I am going to try and get up to that armpit, and I'll spend a rage to try and gash it open.
Okay. So, strength athletics, diff 8, and then a normal, and then a brawl, all brawls because of the wind and the buffeting, all attack rolls are at a +1 difficulty.
Okay. Nice.
All right, you successfully climb up.
Claw, dex brawl.
So, now that's 5 rollover, because he's not dodging.
Yup. So now that's 5 plus my strength, so 15, 16, 17.
No.
No. I didn't realize you had a 30 dice soak roll.
40.
Oh, 40. Oh, son of a bitch. Okay. Sorry.
Alright. So, I need you to roll Gnosis. Diff 4. Alright, so you activate, and you're able to speak out to Dimitri. You can say something for 6 seconds.
Okay. Dimitri, meet me on top of the back.
And Dimitri will give a nod.
Alright. Next is Mark, you successfully dodge. Or no, I'm sorry, Dimitri, you gotta fly first, so Dex Athletics first at diff 8 because of the wind. So you fly up, you get a good distance, and now Strength Athletics. Diff 8, please.
All right, and then this time I'll do my strength correctly.
Appreciate it.
What was the difficulty for the strength?
8.
8, okay.
As you fly up, and your claws catch about just on the upper side of the hip. So you're not fully on the back, so you have to do a bit of climbing, but you have grabbed a hold, which I believe means you're all on the dragon now.
Besides Matthias,
who we're going to just say he's on the foot. All right. So that it's one less thing I have to track. All right, so now Mark gets ready to dodge. So Kyle, I need the int brawl. Diff 6 because of Cora's little fiasco. Alright, so you might be able to peel scales. It will be very difficult, and it's probably a 2 Garu job at this point to do that.
Shit. I've already declared the action, so I won't change it. But who is the closest to me?
The closest would be Cora, actually.
Are we on the same leg, then?
You are, because she's not dodging as well.
Okay, perfect. Well, then, I'm still... I declared it. I'm... I guess claw with that right. answer would be the choice. So, and I'm going to use my one. Oh, I don't think it'll matter. Actually, I don't think I can get that high. But
so 5 rollover.
And I'm going to use the one die from weak arm as a damage die.
Okay. What's your pool?
Well, it is technically enough. So, with the five rollover, yeah, it's 16. So,
there's always hope.
There's just a fool's hope.
As you strike, the sparks go off in little almost explosions. All right, Zeb, now for your dodge, because you got to dodge before the flame comes.
That's going to be great.
You succeed as you scrabble away as flame comes roaring over your back. As, Mark, the flames come swirling around you. You haven't taken any damage, but some of the fur on your arms and legs has started to singe as the body almost gets superheated. Now, at the top of the initiative, Fafnir laughs and goes,
"Now for the real fun!"
As he swings his body around and flies his back straight at a mountain. And he can soak it. So because of the swiftness of this movement, you are going to all need a Dex Athletics Diff 7 to hang on to where you're at. No movement. So you'd need Rage or to split your die pool to continue acting. So with that in mind, Zebulon, what are you doing this round?
I mean, I'm on the stomach, so I'm gonna hang on.
All right, Kyle.
I'm gonna spend a rage. I'm gonna do that dodge, of course, and I'm going to climb to where Korra is at.
All right, Mark.
I'm still kind of on his shoulder arm, correct?
You're like right here, just above the elbow.
Yeah. So we're gonna do the hang on roll, and then we're gonna try to continue up his arm and probably more towards his front.
Right,
we'll do that and continue climbing.
All right. So you're gonna spend a point of rage then?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Dimitri, what are you doing?
I was gonna climb onto the back, but it sounds like I need to hang on.
Okay. You can still climb onto the back if that's really, really your jam.
I don't want to.
Like you will be.
No. I'm just gonna hang on.
You're just gonna hang on, okay. William, what are you doing?
Is there any way that I can look cool by jumping off the back, spiraling, and hopefully landing on the underside of his wing?
You can try that. That'll require rage because that will require a jump. It will need you to stabilize in the air because as soon as he turns around, his wings are going to do this, which is going to create a gust of wind that is going to shoot you in the other direction.
Either way, I have to get off the back.
You do. But you don't have to do anything. It's just highly recommended.
I'm playing a second character. What's I can do a third now, right?
Third time's the charm.
So yeah, I'll go ahead and move. I will try and run off the side and stabilize and then latch onto the stomach or chest. The chest portion.
Sounds good.
So that's what, two actions? Or is that...
That's two actions.
Three. Okay. So I'll spend a point of rage.
Yep. All right. Cool. And Korra.
I'm hanging on, is what I'm doing.
Perfect. So with that, the hang on will happen on his turn. So first is then William. As you start to run, and now you'll need to do a cling, and that will be a strength athletics diff 9 because you're close to the center of the mat of mass, so you're going to really feel that torque as he's going. Would you like to use a mulligan?
I will use the mulligan.
So no.
It's not a botch, though.
It's not a botch, but William can offer moral and observational support.
Wow.
But you won't get crushed on the back either. So you got that going for you.
Bye, guys.
So that drops the William. All right. For hanging on, Dimitri, that is strength athletics diff 8, please.
All right. Let's see.
You know, Sam, given that Korra is extremely athletic, you getting eaten might be a way.
I was thinking about being eaten because the inside of the mouth and the throat are so squishy.
I was stealing Tyler's idea, but you're the only one that I know, like, stat-wise, so, that could probably withstand getting eaten.
Dimitri, are you going... Did you use your mulligan yet?
I'm going to use that mulligan.
All right. There All right, go. Dimitri, you hang on desperately. All right, so now we'll get to everyone. So, Cora, I need your... Tyler first. Tyler, I need your climb roll.
Oh, damn, sorry.
Well, I'll just count that, don't worry.
And that's diff 8 right now?
Yep, it's diff 8.
I was just so excited that I was prepared and everything.
You climb up, and now you're hang on because of that. That's another diff 8 roll. You like to use a mulligan.
I did use my mulligan already.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you climb up to Cora as you go, Cora, you need 2 Garu to... Zeb and Mark, can I get your hang on rolls, please? Diff 8. Cora, the secret to dragons are... Mark hanging on like a champ.
It's almost like this quest was made for him.
Zeb does not, though.
Oh.
Zeb gets blown back. Zeb, you're in perfect position to catch Kyle, though.
I will do that. I will catch them. Thanks, buddy.
As everyone hangs on and the back hits the mountain and the mountain explodes and the top begins to crumble as debris goes off in every direction. Zeb, what are you doing this round?
I would like him to roll soak, please. Just for the fuck of it, right? Real sharp.
How
much does the mountain deal damage?
Maybe he slept weird last night and he's back is all...
Ugh. He soaked enough. Smash.
I mean, I have Kyle. Yep.
That is its own action.
Actually,
I'm sorry. I got it. Fafnir is at the bottom of the initiative. So,
right. So Fafnir's action.
Yep. So Fafnir, chuckling to himself, will spin and start to shoot straight up to try and get very high and freeze you off of him. That'll happen in 3 turns. And then also you'll have to make stamina rolls for the combination of cold and then the lack of oxygen. So now, Zeb.
Oh my god. And it's not gonna... the impact on the rocks isn't gonna matter.
Probably wanna catch that old Kyle.
Well, that's it. I'm just gonna catch Kyle. Yeah.
Okay.
I will spend a willpower to catch Kyle effectively.
Right. Perfect. Kyle, you're gonna fall.
What? Excuse me. I'm going to switch to Hamid so I'm easy to catch.
So you have to spend a point of rage to do that, because that's 2 actions.
What?
No. He's Hamid's breed form. Hamid's breed form. That happens automatically, yeah. All right. Mark, what are you doing this round?
It's taking too long to get to the back. Mm-hmm. So... what Mark's going to do, he's going to take his rope and he's going to try to sling it underneath a scale kind of deal. And he wants to have gravity work with him. And as he's like, he wants to transform into Krynos, and he kind of wants to fall tug on the scale so he can start pulling scales down like a scraper kind of deal as he's falling kind of deal.
You can certainly try that. So you'll need to shift into Krynos, which I'm guessing you're going to spend a point of rage to do?
Yes, I will.
Okay. And then are you going to try it? You're going to have to also pull, which will be automatic, but you will need to cling on, so that'll be a third action. So you need to spend 2 points of rage for this.
Okay. Oh, I'll barely have enough. Heck yes.
All right, we'll do that on your turn. Dimitri, you are... flailing. I actually will need you and William to do a perception alertness roll and a dex athletics roll. No rage required for both of them to re-catch yourself, because you've gone from Fafnir's incredible speed to your normal speed and you need to catch your bearings. But I'll need a perception alertness from both of you.
What's the diff on the perception?
The perception will be diff 6. All right, so you both notice as you're flying back that there are twinkles and glitters on Fafnir's stomach. But, oh, look there. Oh, desolate and great one. There is a bald point, like a snail without its shell. And luckily, Mark has an earpiece. I think Cora does too.
I do. Yep. Yeah.
So, and then the Dex Athletics from both of you.
Okay.
As you catch yourself, William, wings fan out, and you just watch this mountain explode, and you're just like, I could have been on that back. Kaboom!
I could have soaked that.
William successfully soaked into my clothes.
That's the best wordplay with game mechanics ever. Ever. I don't care who.
All right, knowing that, Dimitri, William, would you like to use your turns to communicate that info to different people?
I can do that since I've already activated one of the devices.
That's true.
So, Dimitri and Cora, since Cora has access to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted to talk to Mark, it would have to activate the other one.
Got it.
So yes, on my turn, I would like to communicate that to Cora. And I did also... So we already said that it is more snake-like.
Yes.
So it's more vibrations than anything. So,
well, you're trying to add science to a giant magical dragon.
Okay. So my other clarifying question is if I activate the gift Cyber Senses, is my vocal cords considered part of that? In which case, I can amplify and boom my voice out loud enough that the Fafnir can hear me to distract him by saying, hey, you've kind of left your horde unattended. I'm just going to go and take care of this while you're, you know, playing with your food.
You can.
That's that, as well as also just saying, hey, snail piece, lower part to Cora.
Okay.
That's my...
Got it. So, Cora, you know that William's going to do something, so you can hold your action to after William if you'd like.
Yeah.
All right, and so you hold your action, and then you're going to climb towards the belly?
I am. Going to climb back down towards the belly and rip in there. Or try to when it's my turn again.
Okay, cool. And Dimitri, what were you going to do with your turn? Oh, no, you're catching yourself. That's all.
Yes.
Talking is its own thing. Okay. All right, so... Fafnir starts begin flying up. William, you do your thing, so I need you to spend the willpower the gnosis, I believe, for Cyrus.
Gnosis, yep.
Okay, and does that require a roll? I can't remember.
It becomes whatever I say it is.
Cool, so you do that, give your booming explanation. Dimitri, you throw out your wings for the buffet, catch yourself as the wind just like hits like a fucking brick, though. Luckily, your Krynos form is able to take it. Mark, you start. You try and climb up, or you try and do your pull. So let's do that. So you're gonna try your pull. I need you to roll. So as you notice, the scales are not working like fish scales. They're way too embedded in, and the rope starts to actually like almost fray slightly, but you do get a couple explosions on because the sparks are getting hit by all this oxygen and dust. So that might be something to try closer to the hole to possibly widen it if you so chose. If you can get to the stomach or the chest, I'm sorry.
Right.
And then strength athletics to hold on and not get flung off the dragon after this revelation.
Okay.
As you hang on, your legs are caught on the dragon, and you're holding on to the rope as there's little explosions happening around you, and you're just like, I hate all of this.
Thanks, I hate it, me.
All right. Kyle, as you start falling, flailing, Zeb, Dex Athletics, Diff 5.
And I spent the willpower also.
Yep.
Yes.
Perfect. As Kyle comes flying in, and Hamid, you catch him. As he slams into you, Hearts Alone starts playing as you catch him gracefully as you're pushed back through the winds. And Fafnir begins his climb. Fafnir, hearing William's William's challenge, you see a spark in his eyes, and you hear him slow his ascent a little bit, buying everyone a turn, as he goes, "Do not worry. The Earth is my ally," as several mountaintops start to shake and lava explodes out as the entire mountain range becomes a field of volcanoes. As ash starts to fall upon you, rocks fly in every which direction. All right. Zeb, what are you doing?
I'm going to get out of the lava field / insanity so Hamid Kyle doesn't die.
Good call.
T's and P's, Mark. T's and P's.
Kyle?
Well, I think I'll just sit quietly.
Fair. Perfect. All right, Mark. So you're going to try and climb towards the chest?
Yes.
From where you are positioned on the arm because you have slid down, that is going to require a total of 8 successes. So however many times you got to break that up between rolls.
Okay.
Dimitri, what are you doing?
Best thing I can think of is try to fly up to catch up with Fafnir.
Okay. So you can try that with Dex Athletics Diff 9.
All right.
As you're going to not be just dealing with the pelting of the wind caused by his wings and the storm that creates, but also flying bubbles of molten lava. William?
Where's Matthias?
Matthias is about belly button distant, as he's just been climbing.
Okay.
Slowly but surely.
Just wanted to make sure if he fell off, I can catch him.
Yeah.
So if Fafnir is flying straight up, I'm just going to try and fly underneath him. So that way if anyone falls, I can catch.
All right. Keeping pace then. That will
as
still
best be- as I can.
Yep. That'll be Dex Athletics Diff 9 when it comes to you to do that and avoid globs of lava. And Cora, what are you doing?
So are we assuming that on my last turn when I held my turn, I got to his...
Oh, you gotta... Sorry, roll for that, please.
Cool.
Roll for that. And from where you were on his body, you need a total of 5 successes.
Okay.
So you might not be there yet, so we'll find out. Oh!
Ooh, I love that. I'm gonna mulligan.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so you need 4 successes to get to the chest.
Okay. I will, for this turn, I will continue my my climb.
Make your climb roll.
Oh!
You get there.
Clever me.
Perfect. William?
God damn it.
So, you do keep pace, however, I will need you to roll soak now.
God damn. Soaking lava.
All right, so you take 1 point of ag as the bolt strikes you in the chest, and you're like, as you swipe it off, and you just have like a ring of burnt flesh and missing fur. Luckily, the smell of sulfur is covering up the smell of burnt hair and William. Right. Dimitri, you're flying up. Same roll. Dex Athletics, Diff 8.
All right, here we go. I guess notice, not.
So you are keeping pace, just like William. So you are keeping up with him, but you are not getting close enough to the body really to touch, but I do need a soak roll now.
All right.
3 points of ag as a blob just hits your arm. You try and get it off, but you can't, and so it just slowly runs down your arm, burning every fiber in the arm, every hair, all the way to your hand before it solidifies into stone. You'll have to spend an action to break your arm free from the stone to use it.
Oof, ouch, my bones.
Let me just break it across a mountain.
All right. So, Mark, let's get that strength athletics roll, please. Diff 8. All right, you're halfway there. As you're halfway there, climbing, getting there, you see Cora, your heart kind of swells with hope.
All right.
Kyle, as you sit quietly in Zeb's gentle embrace. Zeb, you start trying to leave the field of lava. That will be a Dex Athletics Diff 6. You are succeeding just barely, flying back and forth as a couple of your feathers get singed, but you're able to protect Kyle and you get outside of the exploding mountain range. All right, so we got these two out of commission, so I will just strike them out. All right, Fafnir begins his ascent again. All right, Mark, you're going to keep climbing up that chest?
Indeed.
All right, going to keep climbing up that chest. Dimitri, are you going to keep trying to fly up?
Yeah, I'm going to keep trying to fly up.
All right, William?
Going to do the same thing. I'm just going to keep pace and be on the lookout for anybody who might fall off.
All right, and Cora, you'll have to split your action if you want to attack and hang on, or spend a point of rage.
Yeah, I'm going to spend a point of rage.
Okay.
Roll. So are we going to do hang on first or attack first?
Hang on first.
Hang on first, okay.
That is the more important one. Or actually, we can do the attack first. Let's do the attack first.
Okay.
Your hand goes in, but it's like a greedy child trying to stuff their hand into a packet of Pringles. You just keep getting your hand caught on the sides of the wedges of the scales, and you can't quite reach the squishy flesh below.
Damn.
So you'll need to do your Klingon roll now.
Oh my god, what?
Oh, because you didn't space.
Yeah.
But you clung on.
Yeah.
Hey.
Now we go down the list. So, William, make your Dex Athletics roll. It'll be Diff 8 here. You're starting to leave some of the gas fields and lava flows. You're able to keep up and keep pace as Matthias is maybe a turn away from the same spot as Cora. All right, Dimitri, your roll.
Here we go. Not a botch.
Not a botch, but you are not able to keep pace, and you're actually dropped a little lower as, by taking no damage, the tail just barely misses you, taps one of your wing, and causes you to spiral down by a couple feet. All right, Mark, make your climb roll.
Right, hopefully just need to do one more.
No, as you're deciding to do the golden ratio of climbs. Half again. As you try and make your way there.
But I will never actually reach there.
No. Nope.
Because that's how this joke works.
Yes. As Cora is just like begging Mark to move more than a millimeter at a time. And he's like, when you read C-spot or run spot run, then we'll talk about my climbing, Cora.
Mark, climb faster! Cora, read a book! That one hurt.
As it is Fafnir's again, and Fafnir just goes,
good luck, puny mortals!
As he gives a big push, and he pushes as hard as he can, and he pushes with such friction at these high altitudes that it creates a wall of fire behind him that you will have to soak through, William and Dimitri. Okay, so, Mark, I'm guessing you're going to keep climbing?
Yes, I am.
You're going to climb, okay. Next is Dimitri.
All right, I guess I'll keep flying up. All I can do. Oh, and I want to soak that fire damage, too.
You don't have to declare a soak.
I know.
All right, William, same thing?
Actually, I'm going to stop and wait, because I'm supposed to be catching. If
that's
I can
true.
Not get hurt, that would make my catching easier.
Alright,
so
and
if necessary, I can activate cyber senses again, so that way I can get binocular vision. That way I can maintain a better perception of if anyone falls off. Another gnosis point.
Alright, and Cora, what are you doing?
I'm gonna try to attack him again.
All right, do you have enough rage to attack and hang on?
I do.
Perfect. Actually. Let's spend that rage and make that roll.
Again, nothing.
Them ones, man. All right, and your hang on roll.
Well, perfect.
You cling on like a champ as Matthias catches up and goes,
Cora, let's take it. Let's get as much as we can.
Wind blowing. Fur flying back. You now see how ridiculous Matthias looks. You realize you likely look equally ridiculous.
Incredibly ridiculous. All of us.
As this dragon is moving at hundreds of miles per hour, or getting close to.
Love that.
as things are starting to get very cold. All right. William stops. You turn your eyes into binoculars, and you see that Cora and Matthias have caught up with each other. Dimitri, you keep trying to fly. Roll Dex Athletics as you use the updraft of all the volcanoes to increase your speed exponentially, and your wings are literally shaking from the speeds you are reaching. The only way to describe this is you belly flopped upwards into fire.
Oh no.
So I'm gonna need a soak roll, please, and I'm gonna increase the damage for the soak roll, or for the that you need to soak. Perfect, as you take 2 ag as the fire just vrooms over your body. Fur missing now. There's little sparks coming off of you. One of your claws is almost partially melted. And the superheat, the magma on your arm almost reignites and slowly slides down your arm. And now you have an extended cast of your arm from lava leaking down.
I think this fire is trying to tell me something.
All right, Mark, make that roll. Strength, athletics, diff 8.
Just need 2 more.
If it's a 1, I'm going to laugh.
Oh, you and me both. I'm probably going to pass out. Oh my goodness.
Nothing.
I'm going to mulligan.
All right, mulligan. 4 ones, goddamn. All right, as you get there, you climb. You're with Cora and Matthias finally. And finally, Fafnir on his turn, boom, one more giant beat of his wings as he shoots straight up. Another firewall forms behind him. So, Mark, what are you going to do?
I'm going to help these guys pull a scale off. Or
all right.
Whatever they're doing. Yeah, pulling the all scale
so
off.
So what you're going to do, my suggestion is you're going to do a dex melee, but only diff 4 with your rope. And you're going to strike the scale to create enough sparks to blow the hole slightly more open. But that will cause you to drop off. But if you do that, you will drop their difficulty by 2.
You know what? Let's do it. It'll help them out.
All right, Matthias is going to hold his action until the spark goes off.
All right, and that's what I will do, yeah.
All right, Dimitri, what are you doing this round?
I'm...
You know Mark's going to fall.
Yeah, I'm going to go and catch Mark.
There we go.
I've learned my lesson.
Perfect. William?
Knowing that Mark is going to get caught by Dimitri, I will continue to fly up, waiting for the next person to possibly fall off.
All right, your difficulty will be 7. And Cora, are you going to hold your action?
Yes, I will be holding my action. Thank you.
All right, so then I will just need you to do your cling roll first.
Can do.
You cling like a vice grip.
I have a champ.
Like you could. You're clinging so hard with your toes, you could stand on him while he's ascending. Just flexing them quads. Mark, Dex melee diff 4.
All right.
You want to spend a willpower on this?
Definitely. Let me check my melee stat. I'm pretty sure I don't have any.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
I equated that. So this is a real easy roll though. So just a straight dex.
All right, straight dex. I'm in Crino, so that helps out a bit. Yes.
As you strike, the sparks go off as you see several scales blow off, including the ones under you. As you let go, arms back, and you start to fall. I need a soak roll because you're going to fall right into that fire.
Oh boy. Thank God I have stamina. All right, and you're I have 6. Luna's armors too. Heck yes.
Perfect. Mark, as you start falling, you feel this intense heat radiate on your back. Dimitri, you look up, and then you see Mark fall into the flames, and then he bursts out, just a couple sparks on him as he's curled, falling through the air in full Crinus. I need a strength athletics diff 9, given how heavy he is and how far he has fallen, and how quickly. Barely, as you fly up, as you catch up to Mark, as he's still falling, you throw out your hand, you grab him, you throw your wings up. As you catch, you almost spin out, but you hold him just enough. Cora, make your attack roll.
Okay.
Diff 6 now.
Oh, sweet.
As you get a good rake in, it's squishy, and you rake through, and the blood starts pouring out. As Matthias uses willpower to change his action, and so he starts filling the inkwell, and then calls out, once it is full to the brim,
"We collected enough!"
Fafnir's wings collect, and he starts slowly drifting down. As he gets lower, he clicks his tongue, and all the volcanoes cease.
The game's a game.
As he lands chest forward, as he puts you on the rim of his lair, as he starts to shrink back down to his much smaller but still impressive 80 feet in length.
I haven't had that much fun in centuries.
You should have more games.
You need to come up here. You were brave enough.
Well, we'll be sure to send word that if the truly strong want to have a true challenge in a game of sorts, we'll send them your way.
Excellent.
As he climbs down the mouth of the volcano and back into his lair, as half your quest has been completed, Matthias is taking some deep breaths as he corks the almost magma-looking blood. The inkwell is warm to the touch as he's just taking a couple deep breaths as he shifts back down into Hamid.
That was fun, wasn't it, buddy?
Are they always like this? As he puts it in Mark's magpie swag.
Well, I think this is everyone's first dragon, so maybe.
Okay, now we gotta find another one, right?
Apparently so.
It was the dragon of storms, if I remember right.
Yeah, storm dragon.
We saw a storm as we were coming up, didn't we? Like, right around, right over that direction?
Yeah, but was that an actual storm? Was that just because of all the volcanoes now? As you look around, there are no storms about anymore.
Well, maybe the dragon left to go somewhere else.
Maybe. I don't know. Just hear me out. This place seems to be working on fairy tale logic, right? Or myths, even?
Okay.
In what myth for a quest are the two quest items directly next to each other? I don't think any, right?
No, they're usually on opposite ends.
That was my thinking, too.
So, we should be heading to the Sealy Court, Land of Summer.
Exactly. That's what I think, anyway.
No, it's a good enough plan. We'll try and smell for storms as we travel.
As you guys climb down the mountains, you pass the old Queen's Keep, and you continue down the cobblestone road as you pass through winter, then autumn, then spring, and then finally return to summer. Moving through, as Matthias goes, "Do we want to give them a little bit of the blood now?"
Part of me says yes, and why I say that is because keep in mind what Fafnir said, right? You know, more heroes doing something heroic. And if this plan does that, and one of them takes Lord Lysander's place, we could sort of have a hero in the making, right?
Yeah. All right. So as you guys go over there, Matthias holds up the vial and says, "I will pour you some." As one of the Sealy comes in with a bowl, it is poured, and they thank him profusely as they call you all hero. And one of them, their eyes lights up and goes, "Heroes of the realm, I think I have recalled something that may aid you."
Aid us how?
Aid you.
Oh, aid us how?
Well, I recall in the ocean yonder that there was a great island, sometimes called the Eye of the Storm. We can give the boats, grand boats, that are, of course, enchanted to make it easier, says I assume you are all not good mariners.
We are not, and travel assistance would be greatly appreciated.
Excellent. The Eye of the Storm is quite important, as it is said to hold, well, something that might stop Balor's eye from opening. Either way, come this way. I will show you to your boats. As he starts to take you down some steps on the backside of the castle.
Zeb will stop him for a moment. Balor's eye.
That's right, my noble hero?
Death, destruction.
The Eye of Death, yes. The endless winter. A winter so cold, so desolate, that even the unseelie will not survive it. The endless winter when it is said that the Fomori will rise up from the sea and crush this realm and prevent the gateway to the true realm of Faerie from ever opening again. Though this gate has been closed for many centuries, as the lack of imagination has prevented true wonder from entering thy realm.
There is a similar story that affects our own realm.
Then, perhaps, we must let you continue on your way. Perhaps this is the way, the greatness of heroes. You are the ones who are destined, perhaps.
Well, we can't forget the great brave mariners that would sail a stormy sea to take down the evil that would unmake a world.
Right, just so. As you finally get to the ship, please, as he grabs a bottle and places it in your hands, take this. It'll aid you in your journey, though I must warn you to not open it.
Well, what happens if we open it?
The winds within will be released, and your ship will be torn asunder, and you will be left at sea, possibly to die and drown.
We'll keep that in mind.
Good luck to all of you, and we once again thank you. With a new lord, the Seely Court will gain strength, and perhaps the balance of the realm will return.
We'll be wishing for the best.
As you climb into the boat, and you feel the jar in your hands tip and point at the sails, and the sails fill with wind, even though it's rather still, as you start to drift off into the seas, traveling for who knows how long. Once again, time is difficult to discern in this place. Before you reach a rocky outcrop, some trees, and kind of a stone altar in the center of this small island.
Go up and have a look.
As you do, from the ocean springs a great dragon. Wings fold out. Eyes of glittering gold and blue azure scales along its body.
Who has entered my realm?
Heroes on a quest.
Quest? Yes. What quest has brought you here?
There is one among us, a hero in the making, who would come to this place to seize upon the blood of the storm, so that pacts and allies might be made, so that heroes would know each other and work together to stop the end.
I can expect such a request. I can gift thee some of my blood. However, I do require something in turn.
I like look to Matthias, look to Kyle, you know, the boys, just see if we, you know, and Gal, look to the others, if we're all kind of nodding that this is all right.
Mm-hmm.
Matthias nods.
What would you have of us?
I need to move the altar, and there is a tunnel. The tunnel leads to an ancient city that sunk below the waves in ancient times. Within it is a gold seal. The seal must be brought to me, and it is tied to some strange monsters. Creatures that are apart from this realm, this Arcadian gateway, and yet are linked with it. I fear that once the seal has been grabbed, breached, and removed from its holy place, something will happen with the creatures, but it is required of me for the seal, for my story to be told. And thus, I require the seal from you.
Are the creatures the Fomorians?
Not quite Fomorians. Well, they may be related to the Fomori. Similar and distant.
This city that is sunk, is it still underwater?
Parts are. Some still have pockets of breathable air. There will be some swimming required.
Matthias then nods and goes, I think we can do this. I think this is the right way to do this, to some degree. Yes, the dragon speaks and goes,
Legends say that if the seal breaks in the city will become infested before bursting forward into this realm and others.
We must bring it back here intact.
Once it's removed, it will likely crack, but it will not shatter. The shattering will happen when the Eye of Balor opens.
Better here than there, then. I think we can do it. Heroes all.
I thank you all, heroes, for protecting this strange and imperfect land.
As the giant draconic claws grip the altar and push it back, as you see a great stone tunnel that leads down into the ocean and into the city beyond. And we will find out what happens there next time. Thank you to everyone who listened. We'll catch you in that next episode. Bye.
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 Bye.